Tantor Audio presents The Hunter by Monica McCarty. Narrated by Anthony Ferguson. Foreword. The year of our Lord, 1310. 4 years ago, Robert the Bruce's bid for the Scottish throne seemed doomed to failure when he was forced to flee his kingdom an outlaw. But with the help of his secret band of elite warriors known as the Highland Guard, Bruce has waged a miraculous resurgence, defeating the countrymen who stood against him to retake his kingdom north of the Tay. With the borders and most of Scotland's major strongholds still occupied by English garrisons, however, the war is only half won. The biggest challenge to the Bruce's fledgling kingship, the might of the greatest army in Christendom, is yet to come. After a brief respite from warfare, the truce with England comes to an end when Edward II marches on the rebel Scots. From his headquarters in the Heather, Bruce launches his new pirate warfare, harrying the English with surprise attacks and skirmishes, but refusing to meet them in an open field, eventually sending King Edward and his men scurrying back to the borders for the winter, delaying, not deciding, the final battle to come. But there is no peace for treachery, and this time it will not be the warriors of the Highland Guard who come to his aid, but another powerful ally that has been by the Bruce's side from the first, the Church. The support of men such as William Lamberton, the Bishop of St. Andrews, has proved invaluable, with his network of spies and couriers of the cloth, providing much-needed intelligence. Intelligence that just may end up saving the Bruce's life. Prologue. Dundonald Castle, Ayrshire, Scotland, late June 1297. Finlay Lamont was drunk again.